Aloha. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Alex Carter, and I am on the military faculty here at the Daniel K. Inouye Asia Pacific Center for Security Studies. Today, I will be sharing with you some practical advice on how to successfully manage your project. This video series is delivered in two modules. Today is module one. In module one, I will be providing an overview and also a deep dive into the first activity or tool that I would like to share with you. The remaining five activities or tools to successfully manage your project will be delivered in the second module. So let's begin. Here is the agenda for today. Today, as I said, we will cover module one, the first two items on the agenda. Build the guiding team will cover the remaining other activities and tools in module two. So let me ask you some questions. What has been your experience working on projects at work? Have you been on many projects? Were they long-term or short-term? Were you the project manager? Or were you a team member? What types of processes did you follow within your project? Was your project successful? If not, why not? What would you do differently on your next project? These are questions to think about as I share some information about successful project management techniques today. Before moving to the next slide, let me start by saying that my assumption is that you have graduated from a course at the center that requires you to complete a fellow's project. You have returned back to your country and have proposed a project to your supervisor, which he or she has approved. You are at the beginning of your project. You should know that as a project manager, your project will introduce positive change into your work environment, which is a good thing. A researcher named John Cotter studied why certain projects are successful and why others are not or failed. He found that organizations are most successful when they follow certain steps. On the next slide, I will show you Cotter's 8 steps of change model. I want to focus on the first two steps. I believe if you follow these first two steps well in the beginning of your project, you will be successful. As you can see, the first two steps in Cotter's 8 steps of change model is increase urgency and build the guiding team. Increasing urgency is actually a positive thing. It means doing things on your project to communicate to others the seriousness, relevance, and value of what your project is trying to improve. Building the guiding team means doing things that quickly create a team of individuals who are set up for a successful project experience with you as their project manager. Remember that being on your team does not have to be a full-time commitment. Most members on your team will only be able to support you in a limited part-time basis, and that's okay. Today, in Module 1, I will be talking about process mapping, the first of 6 activities or tools I would like to share with you in this video series. In Module 2, I will go over activities 2 through 6. This is the list of the 6 activities to your right, and these activities are process mapping, a RACI chart, a power versus interest grid, stakeholder register, a probability and impact matrix, and a risk register. Each one of these activities will improve the chances of success on your project if followed. You can choose any or all of these. Each one can make a positive difference in your project. I hope that you use all of them, but you don't have to use all of them to be successful. Even using one of these will increase your chances for success. And we at the center want you to be successful on your project. So moving on to the next parts of the agenda. I want to start with this concept of pain equals opportunity. Would you agree that problems or pain can lead to opportunities as it relates to your project? I would say yes. That has been my experience as a project manager for over 20 years, that many times problem areas or pain areas in an organization can lead to opportunities for improvement. So when it comes to process mapping, I would say, and I would argue, that most people learn best visually. Do you agree? A process map is a way to explain how a current process works. In your case, perhaps a process map can show how a current process is not working as well as it should be. In other words, there are areas of pain or problem. There are blockages. There are parts in the process where things slow down or are broken or are not working right, that cause delays, that cause poor quality. A process map is easy to draw. Simply list out the steps in the process relevant to your fellow's project, from the first step in the process to the last step in the process. Draw the relationships between the steps, as well as what the input is, what the step is called, who does the step, and what is produced as a result of the step. Also highlight where there are issues, for example, the pain areas we've been discussing in the process. A process map will show clearly where a problem is, and hopefully you will be able to explain it to your stakeholders why it is important that certain parts of a process need to be improved. A process map is a great communication aid, especially when you're trying to explain why there is a problem and why your project can fix it. Many a time when I have been a project manager, I have been able to show the reasons why we are having a project in the first place by simply showing them a one-page picture or process map and visually showing where there are problems within a process. Most people, because they learn visually, quickly understand the value of what you're trying to do on your project through a process map. Another visual technique that you may have learned about at the center is a causal loop map. Now, a causal loop map is another way to visually depict how a process or system is operating and where there are issues or pain. You can use either type of map or both. You are in the best position to decide what is the best method to use on your project. If you have questions and you are currently in a course at the center, I encourage you to write those questions down and ask them during the Q&A section in the plenary lecture for managing your project successfully. We will have enough time for one of the faculty to answer your question or number of questions. Today I have provided you with some practical advice on how to manage your project successfully. I have given you an overview. I have provided some research on what it means to implement change within your organization. And I covered the first of six tools or techniques on how to successfully manage your project successfully. Mahalo, and thank you for your time.